Corn into Mayorkas, you should be fired. Texas border business. Washington, D.C., in the Senate Judiciary Committee, U.S. Senator John Cornyn, RTX, condemned U.S. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for refusing to take accountability for the Biden administration's failed policies, which have led to the trafficking of illegal drugs at our southern border. Excerpts are below, and video can be found here as well as below. Mr. Secretary, would you like to take the opportunity here today to apologize to these parents who lost their children because of fentanyl poisoning, because of the policies of your department and the Biden administration? Would you like to apologize to them? Senator Cornyn. Cornyn, last month, I went to Hayes Consolidated Independent School District in Kyle, Texas, and I met Shannon and Darren McConville and Brandon Dunn and Janel Rodriguez. The McConvilles lost their 17-year-old son Kevin to fentanyl poisoning. Brandon Dunn and Janel Rodriguez's 15-year-old son Noah took a pill laced with fentanyl and died of fentanyl poisoning. Mr. Secretary, would you like to take the opportunity here today to apologize to these parents who lost their children because of fentanyl poisoning, because of the policies of your department and the Biden administration? Would you like to apologize to them? Mayorkas. Senator, my heart is with the family of every victim of a drug overdose death. Cornyn. Is that an apology? Mayorkas. My heart is with the family and the loved ones and the friends. Cornyn. So why don't you do something about it? Attorney General Garland said this is part of a comprehensive strategy by the cartels to flood these drugs into the United States by overwhelming Border Patrol. You're clearly losing that battle, and you won't even apologize to these parents, like so many other parents who have lost their teenage children to counterfeit drugs laced with fentanyl. You won't answer our questions, and you won't acknowledge responsibility. My constituents are saying, who's accountable? Who's paying a price? Who got fired? Well, you haven't been fired. You should be fired, but you haven't been fired because you were carrying out the policies of the Biden administration, and we've seen nothing but death and destruction as a result. You and the Biden administration's policies are contributing to what is happening on the border, and according to Mrs. McConville, she credited the Biden broken border policies with contributing to the death of her son, and you won't even have the common decency to apologize.